looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, 19th of February, 2025. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, and I'm here with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we have Julie in the background, who's a volunteer at the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre, and she's just quietly working through lots and lots of database entries and sorting out errors. So thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, runaway horses. Two cases of bolting occurred in Gawler on Wednesday last, the vehicles being the mail cart and Mr. Dawson's buggy, respectively. In the former case, the mailman was returning from the railway station with the letters, and when near Coxall's Mill Inn, the quadruped he was driving bolted and broke both shafts of the cart. The driver was uninjured. The other event occurred when Mr. Dawson's coachman was driving the buggy up Murray Street, and when nearly opposite Mr. Bright's, the horses became unmanageable and cleared round the corner, where the front part of the carriage was broken away and the pole also smashed. The horses were stopped at the river, but they are severely knocked about their legs. The coachman was also fortunate enough to escape with only a slight bruise on the back of his head. Bolting a horse is not a fun activity, I can tell you. I've been on a couple and they aren't fun, but
yeah,
I live to tell the tale. Mm-hmm.
Yes, however, the road toll was pretty high back in the days of horses and carts, and I think people don't realise it was probably much higher, actually, per capita.
Well, they didn't wear hard hats for one thing, and the safety equipment we have now with horses is a lot better than it was then.
I'm thinking also of road toll, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of people died from horse and buggy carts or falls off of horses. Or
You're being knocked off a horse.
But they didn't keep the statistics either that we do with road tolls now.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So, it's a myth to think that cars are more dangerous than back in the good old days.
Well, the biggest difference is the cars do go faster and the consequences at a higher speed are more catastrophic. Mm. But, coming off a horse, even that's walking, I can tell you, really hurts.
Well, I think I've told it story before. Our landlord, the reason we got the house in Stockholm was because the landlord's daughter had a bad riding accident.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And almost died.
Yeah.
And they were just lucky that it happened like within a kilometre of the hospital.
Mm.
Otherwise, she probably wouldn't have pulled through. So that's why they had decided to move out of the city. And
Well, my pony bolted with me and hit the back of a car. Mm. She somersaulted. I ended up in a heap in the middle of the road. And all the horse ended up with was a cut on its leg.
That's lucky for the horse.
And I was concussed. I went back to school the following day, but, I was quite badly concussed and it was like, no going off to hospital to check anything. This is the 1960s. I hope. Kids all right, go back to school. But you do wonder now when you hear about the effects of concussions and how many people back in those days that ended up with dementia because of those sorts of incidents that happened when safety wasn't the consideration it is now.
Yeah, in things like horse riding and sports.
Horse riding sport is still regarded as a dangerous activity. It's one of the most dangerous recreational
activities. Because not only the distance from the ground, but you're on an animal that has a mind of its own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, 100 years ago, tuberculous cows. Ooh. At the Board of Health meeting on Monday evening, Councillor Cox asked what steps were to be taken to ensure the safety of the citizens in their milk supply. A statement had been made that there were numerous tubercular cows in the state and that within the Gawler district, 9 out of 12 cows had been destroyed as suffering from the disease. He did not know what was their position as there were no dairies within the municipality, but there were numerous milk suppliers. He thought the Central Board of Health should be communicated with to ascertain if the inspectors were satisfied with the safety of the milk distributed in the town. And of course, that was a huge thing, was getting cows tested.
Yep.
One of the Milliken family members was fined for selling milk
from a tubercular cow.
No, just from a cow. Because it wasn't tested.
Ah.
So it became illegal to sell, and that was around that time.
Wow.
But people couldn't just sell their milk from their backyard cows.
Yeah, I do miss fresh milk.
But, the whole issue of tuberculosis. And it's a big issue in the James Herriot.
Yes, I was just thinking about that. A lot of their work was testing tubercular cows.
And of course farmers were up in arms about it and resisting it.
It's the Department of Agriculture's fault, you know. Yes, and it's well, no, they've got tuberculosis.
Yeah, and someone could die from drinking this milk. It could be killing people, so, yeah.
50 years ago, hide the quarries. The Barossa is not going to be another Golden Grove, said Barossa District Council Clerk Mr. Keith Davis this week. If quarrying is necessary in the valley, then we want forward planning to prevent scarring of this beautiful area. Mr. Davis was commenting on the possibility of large-scale mining of deposits of building sand, glass-making sand, gravel, and other materials in the Barossa Valley. Quarrying and mining at Golden Grove has produced scarred countryside visible from many major roads in the area.
I can't say
much about that, really.
No. I'm not aware of any ugly quarry sites in the Barossa, so...
No, but I'm just trying to think about the ones that he says are so visible at Golden Grove.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
The only one was the sand mine out at the clay pit out at Golden Grove, but that was an open-cut clay pit. But then you've got the really open-cut one, like it was open-cut but down, and then you've got the one, Hill's Face one down in, I think that's still operating near Highbury, Athelston, somewhere down there, which is highly visible from most of Adelaide, what used to be.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Mm.
So, 25 years ago, home values skyrocketing. Housing values in Gawler have skyrocketed during the past decade, with areas like Gawler East easily matching growth rates in Adelaide's affluent suburbs. Figures released by the Valuer General, Neil Bray, last week showed Gawler East had recorded a 45.9% increase in average house prices from 1989 to 1999. Median prices had risen from $90,400 in 1989 to $131,900 in 1999. Gawler South was another good performer, with the median price going from $71,900 to $97,500, a 35.6% increase, while Williston figures went from $74,200 to $96,400, a 29.9%. So our house, we bought our house in 95 for about 90, but most of the houses we were looking at in 95 were over 100,000 in Gawler South.
With a good extension.
Yeah, well, you could tack probably nearly a zero onto that now.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
In your area, yeah.
Oh, well, they'd be about 400,000 now.
I'd be more than that, wouldn't it?
500,000.
House like yours?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
A lot more. Yeah. Well, we paid 267 for ours in 2006, and the current valuation, you know, online's about 750, 800.
Yeah.
But I've got 2 acres, so
it's
sought after. They're all sought after.
Yes.
Yeah. 10 years ago, how good is this? Those four words from Greyhound Racing South Australia chairman Michael Fabro perfectly reflected the mood at the official opening of the newly developed facility at Gawler Oval. The opening of the $2.6 million complex was held in conjunction with the annual Gawler Gold Cup and attended by various industry people, Gawler Greyhound Racing Club committee members, Gawler councillors, and Member for Light Tony Piccolo. There were plenty of people who said this would never happen, Mr. Fabro said. It's taken a long time, but it's a great achievement, and like all great achievements, it takes a lot of people to make this come to fruition. But that's the
Nixon's.
Yes. I would have thought that was more than 10 years old, actually.
Yeah, it makes me think, because I went there with Marilyn when GBA was very new, and we interviewed people at
I can't remember
what the event was now. Yeah. But it was very new then, but I would have thought,
I thought it would be more than 10. Anyway.
Yes, I would have thought so. But I guess, probably was about 9 years ago.
Yeah, well, we're nearly at the end of February, which is just scaring me.
Daylight's
out of me.
Yes.
So that's the end of this week.
Until next week, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette. For old life's sign.